Here he comes. Romantic Warrior's wider out. Northbridge still leads it. Romantic Warrior, he's outside the four. Prognosis still there with Ishiaguazu. It's Romantic Warrior versus Japan. The four Japanese with him. He's in front the Warrior of Prognosis. What a ride. What a horse. And he wins it again. Romantic Warrior beat Prognosis, Northbridge, and Happy Together. Then 5G Patch, Dubai Honor.
I can't believe this horse. I've got no words for him, eh? He brings a tear to my eye how good he is. And he was beaten at the 600. He just finds a way. It's incredible. I dead set didn't have one thing go my way. I had 10 riders dead set against me and the horse. And I just had no favours at all. And he's pulled out a run like that. Incredible.
It was a brilliant race. I got to admit, I was a bit like J-Mac. I thought 4-5 wide out of the turn. I don't know how they let him in to be one off. That was intriguing. And then he looked like he was gone at the 600. To be fair, Prognosis was just rude what he was able to do, Matty, after missing the start by 4 lengths and taking off. But it was just a great race.
It was a proper race, wasn't it? Yeah. It's a proper racehorse. And the thing is, Mick, in his career so far, Romantic Warrior, his figures are amazing. I think it's 14 from 19 now, three placings and a lot of money. But the thing is, things haven't gone this horse's way. And it just shows you when he won the Cox Plate that he wasn't completely 100% wound up. He still got over the line. It's what champions do, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do. He's just got great presence and substance about him, doesn't he? And, you know, we know how good the Japanese horses are when they travel. We know how good they are at home and when people travel to try and take them on there. Prognosis, you know he's a great horse, but he just keeps missing the start in these big races and running so well. So tough that James was saying he had no luck. Well, it's fair to say Prognosis didn't have much luck either and ended up sort of dragging the eventual winner into the race. He gave him a trail. I don't know what Jock was thinking there. But anyway, it was a great battle between two world-class horses. And yeah, I think sometimes Australian punters are very quick to underestimate or poke holes in these Hong Kong horses or horses that come from overseas, basically anything apart from the Japanese, which we've come to absolutely revere, and half sort of want them to fail when they come here, want us to be better than them. And I know there's a bit of gamesmanship in that, but I think there's a point where you just acknowledge a horse like Romantic Warrior, it doesn't matter where he races, whether it's Hong Kong, Australia, Japan. If they wanted to ever take him to Europe, he would be at the top of the tree and super competitive in elite races wherever he goes.
Well, we're going to see that now because he is going to Japan, which is going to be outstanding.
That's brilliant. You know, that's what we want to see. More of these great horses travel and take on the best away from home. And Romantic Warriors have obviously already done that by coming to Australia and winning a Cox Plate. But, yeah, I love that aspect of touring champions.
Golden 60, is he just getting a bit on in years, or was it the track Sharky that brought his undoing?
Yeah, not sure. Again, a horse that I think we'd be quick to say he's come to the end of it. I think the way the track played, and Hutchie summed it up beautifully on social media after the race, everything went the way of Beauty Eternal. But that was a perfect case scenario for him in that race, and he was able to get the job done. Class horse again. Golden 60's run fourth. He hasn't run poorly. I thought we probably didn't see that relentless finish that we're used to from him when he builds out and you think, okay, here we go. He's going to let go. It wasn't there yesterday. I think we'd be quick to dismiss him at the level again next time, wherever he goes.
A few SMSs are coming through here. Hello, Michael. I didn't see you or Maddie or Shark in your Speedos this morning down at Lady Bay for a swim. Beautiful morning for it. That'll be tomorrow, Maddie, won't it?
Yeah, no, it won't. We just had a little pipe opener last night in Warrnambool. It was very quiet at the pool, but that's fair enough. It's going to be a big few days ahead. But
did run into the punting priest.
We ran into the punting priest, Father Joe Jacoby, and got some real words of wisdom.
Right.
And
well, hopefully that puts us on the right side of the Almighty to help us throughout the next few days.
A little bit of
listen, if you're
for the next 3 days,
if you are already hoping for that sort of intervention, I think you need to start studying the form a little harder.
Well, don't worry.
Don't give up.
We've got some good mail and
don't give up
to give out.
I was connected
later.
For a while. It hasn't helped me.
No, you were. You know, he was almost a man of the cloth, Sharky.
No.
He was studying to be a priest. And then he read the fine print. What a horse. What a jockey. Romantic Warrior James McDonald are both freaks. They were never going to win, but they did like champions. Hashtag boy from the bull who's gearing up for a big week.